It turns out the team here at Radio National Breakfast aren't the only ones who like to hear what people are reading over summer. As part of a tradition now in its 10th year, Australia's top scientists at the Australian Academy of Science are sharing what's been keeping them captivated over the summer holidays. Professor Fiona Stanley is an Australian epidemiologist renowned for her public health work and research into child and maternal health. She's also a former Australian of the Year. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you must spend quite a bit of time, surely, poring over medical journals. Do you find a lot of time to sit down and read for pleasure?
Look, I'm nearly 80, Barbara, and I don't actually pore over medical journals much at all now. I look at summaries, and of course, because I'm mentoring young scientists, I have to have a really good understanding of, general understanding of what's going on in the science world. But actually, no, I don't anymore. It's lovely. I can read books.
Okay, that's great. And which genres do you go for?
I love biographies because biographies give me a sense of, a very good sense of history. And I adore stories about neglected women. And so I'm loving the Radio National Science programs at the moment about, Madame de Châtelet, Voltaire's lover, and Mary Somerville. Neglected, brilliant women scientists. So I love those kind of books. And I must admit, I'm enjoying the Irish Niall Williams books, particularly The Time of the Child, which just blew me away. So, yeah, I'm a very broad, I need a bit of escapist literature as well as the sort of more serious stuff. Mm.
Do you find that male and female scientists are often neglected, as it were, or misrepresented in literature?
Not really, because you think of Einstein. I mean, you think of Einstein, and you think of I guess scientists maybe a bit, but honestly, it's the women scientists who've really been neglected. I mean, it was Einstein's wife who actually provided all the mathematical evidence for his theories, and he neglected her totally. But Marie and Pierre Curie up there in light. So it's interesting how they can be neglected and others cannot. I don't know why that is.
Mm. And you've recommended Robert Macklin's Fighting for Justice, the Donald Thompson story. What is it that you like about that work?
Well, you see, I'd known about Donald Thompson because all his photographs are in Melbourne University, amazing photographs of the Yolngu. And when we're talking about here, the 1920s or 30s really, when he'd done anthropology. And what I hadn't realised is that he actually went and fell in love with the Yolngu people, which was so against anthropological thinking of the time, which was sort of rigorous and, objective and so on. And there he was absolutely, totally, probably more knowledgeable about Aboriginal culture than anyone else in Australia. Perhaps before or since, I don't know. And so what he did was fight for them. And I hadn't realised just how much he was a fighter for social justice. He actually tried to get the Yolngu to have almost independence and to own their land. And he was let down very badly by the politicians of that era and very seriously criticised by the anthropological, milieu of the day. Mm.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest for summer reading is the epidemiologist and former Australian of the Year, Professor Fiona Stanley. Those all sound like very historical, factual sort of books. Do you ever read pure fiction?
Oh, yes, love it. Absolutely love it. So, the broad group of fiction writers, I'm currently reading Adichie's latest book and I just love that. And I'm just sort of flicking through the Time of the Child I've already mentioned. And I read Rodham, which I thought was fantastic, and Orbital by Samantha Harvey, of course, won the Booker Prize, which I really thought was very interesting. Love Helen Garner. What else are the other ones I've read? Lots of Charlotte Wood I love, and I love Richard Osmond, The Monday Club Murders, I just think you've got to have a very broad interest, actually. Mm.
And you're also delving into some poetry. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you mentioned this. There's a poetry book that has just blown me away by a West Australian poet, Aboriginal poet, Elfie Shiwasaki. Refugia is her latest volume of poems. They are amazing truth-telling, beautifully written, very confronting and extremely funny. So I recommend strongly for people to read Elfie Shuasaki. She's actually currently at ANU, but she is really one of, I think, an upcoming Aboriginal poet. Absolutely outstanding.
And how did you get onto her? Was that a recommendation? Somebody
gave me a copy of her book as a present, one of my friends who came to stay with me to look at wildflowers. And I'd never heard of this woman before, and I felt a bit guilty because I pride myself on knowing about things Aboriginal. I hadn't heard of Elfie. And she's won poetry awards and so on. So it's not as if she's an unknown quantity. So that was a big gap in my reading.
And now you're, I think you called it semi-retired. Do you find yourself returning to books, rereading them?
Actually, I have done that a bit because when I read some of the books, you know, the classics particularly, Germaine Greer and so on, I wasn't really old, and I've reread most of Tolstoy because I read Tolstoy when I was too young. And I tend to reread them and then read a really good biography of the author. And that's what I did with Tolstoy and D.H. Lawrence and things like that. We haven't mentioned Ningaloo, which is Tim Winton's book, based on his documentary about saving Ningaloo. And that is really a beautiful children's book, but it's really wonderful, and it really does show you what a unique ecological interaction between the reef, the national park, and Exmouth Gulf. It's a really, really superb book,
and it's got
just for kids.
It's got some lovely illustrations as well, doesn't it?
Beautiful illustrations by Cindy Lane, who's one of the top children's book illustrators in Australia. So that's a really good one to have.
Professor Fiona Stanley, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.